Close your eyes and settle in with the breath. It's your anchor here in the present moment. As for the thoughts that have been whirling around in the mind in the morning, just let them settle down. Like a flock of birds that have been flying around. Sometimes they come to a telephone pole, some telephone lines, and they suddenly settle down. Very neatly spaced out. All very quickly. Or you can do that. The mind can settle down quite quickly. If you know your spot, if you know the kind of breathing that the mind likes, and if you're really good at cutting things off, anything that would send out a feeler to the past or a feeler to the present, just chop it off. One of the Forest of Giants liked to have an image of a knife that he held in his hand. Any thoughts came in to connect, he'd slice right through the connection. As for any pains that may be developing in the body and connecting up, you can slice right through those as well. Try to get to the point where you're just with the present moment, without any other connections, right here. Give the mind a chance to rest. Because if you're going to do any good work with discernment, the mind needs to rest first. All too many people are in a great hurry to move on to insight. But the Buddha said, insight comes when you're really skilled at the concentration. So work on the skills. And it's not the insights will come at the end of being skilled in the concentration, because in the course of understanding your mind as you get it to settle down, you're going to get a lot of insights. So work on getting it here and then staying here. And any little feelers that come up, you chop it off. Any other feelers, chop it off. Try to get quicker and quicker at chopping things off, and you begin to see the steps in which the mind goes through. As it builds a thought and then moves into it and then flies off. I want to make sure everything is settled right here, centered right here. So you can see things as they form. And this way you're more in charge. Otherwise, your thoughts get in charge and they get up on top of your head. And in John Mahabhu's image, he says they use your head like their toilet. Greed comes up and it uses the toilet on your head. And anger comes up and uses the toilet on your head. You don't want that. You want to be in charge. You want to be above them. Nobody uses you as a toilet at all. That way the mind can stay bright, clear, here in the present moment. And when it's bright and clear in the present moment, then it gains a lot of strength. And that strength is what you're going to need. The strength of mindfulness, the strength of concentration provides a good foundation for strength of discernment. So work on making sure the foundation is really solid. And get good at coming here at any time. As you go through the day and you're dealing with other chores, try to stay with the breath as much as you can. And when you have some time to yourself, just settle right in. Make this place your default mode. Then you'll be in a better and better position to gain the insights that you want, the insights that cut through the misunderstandings that lead to suffering. Because when you're right here, you see things from the beginning to the end. And you see all the little whispers that the mind will place here and place there, and then pretend that it didn't say anything. Like the subliminal messages on TV. They pretend they're not there, but they're there. And when you're quick and still, then you can see them. You can see what power they have over the mind. And because you see them, though, that cuts through their power. So you want to be the strong one here. Don't let your defilements be strong. You want to be in charge.